What's the first thing which comes to your mind when you think of the materials used for building a car? If it's not metal, you are in the prevailing minority. If others, don't worry, they also seem to be indispensable. Steel is the main component of most cars and trucks. Carbon steel, an alloy of iron with carbon, is used for outer sheathing and load-bearing structures. Steel with increased strength is used in the load-bearing structures of modern cars and in the production of truck frames. Corrosion-resistant steel is used in the production of truss in load-bearing structures and bus frames, the skeletons of some truck bodies. Alloy steels are used in the production of gears in heavily loaded gears. The next popular materials are plastics. Plastics are used in the production of bus roofs, cabin interior fittings, component covers, bumper covers, wheel arches, instrument panels, headliners, seat linings, and many more. The materials used in the production of seats are natural and artificial fabrics, natural and synthetic leather. Fabrics in combination with plastics are used in the production of floor mats, thermal insulation, and soundproofing layers. Then comes rubber, commonly used in the production of tires. Rubber can be made of natural rubber and synthetic rubber. In addition to tires, rubber is used in elements designed to reduce vibrations. These are various types of pillows, metal rubber sleeves, seals, washers, linings, windscreen wiper blades, air and fuel lines. The exemplary materials presented are complemented by glass used in the production of vehicle windows. The windshield has a sandwich structure composed of two glass layers separated by a thin durable foil. Such a structure ensures the safe ending of the ride in case of cracks because it does not degrade immediately. The side windows are toughened windows which, in the event of damage, completely lose their original structure, so passengers are not exposed to injuries.